What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
Hey, you. Thank you so much for downloading this. We really appreciate it. Please continue to support the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast by going to iTunes and Stitcher and leaving a review. Go to TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com, get all of our back catalog as well as all of our friend shows. Go to RantEmRadio.com, click on the live link every Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and of course all of our friend shows over there as well. We have 4 different t-shirts. You want to rock our gear? Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/TurnbuckleThrowbacks. Get the fresh gear right now. Of course, as always, thank you so much for supporting the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. We appreciate it, and we love you all. Peace!
Umesi, this is professional wrestler Jimmy Valiant, the Boogie Woogie Man. Tell my people, my brothers and sisters, don't you dare miss Turnbuckle Throwback Radio Rant. EM Radio. Oh, yeah!
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
Gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening.
The Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
With your hosts,
the Impact Playa, Phil Rea, and Dave Mega Powers.
This is Turnbuckle Throwback Wrestling Podcast, live on Rank EM Radio. I am your host
Whoa, what are you doing?
Let me get back to this.
Get back to what?
Sing the intro.
No, that's not your intro. What are you doing?
You told me to help out.
Yeah, well, you do the Christmas show every year with me, right?
Oh, that's what you meant.
That's what I meant.
I'm your host.
Wait a second, man. What are you doing?
I'm just helping out.
Yeah, I didn't ask you to do the intro. What? You're not even here 3 minutes, and you're going to commandeer the show? What's wrong with you?
I'm a lunatic.
Yeah, you're a lunatic. Now, can we do this the right way?
Yes.
All right. What?
I am your host.
What?
I'm Alicia.
Ring the bell. I'm tapping out. Go to bed.
Oh, no fair.
Man. All right. We're live, right? Are we live?
Yes.
I don't know. Are we live?
Yes, we're live.
Live on what?
Rank EM Radio.
That's right. Rant Entertainment Media is the place. This is the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. No, that's not Dave. Who are you again?
Mike the Hammer Alicia.
Oh, man. He's got a nickname. You got a catchphrase, too?
The hammer.
Before he came up with that, he had like this vacant look on his face. I was going to say that.
He had
that empty look.
The special kids there.
Right.
When they go to the...
Means he doesn't have one, but that's good. Fear the hammer. Did you come up with that or did you bite that off someone?
No, I just wanted to say that because I had the hammer lock in my head.
Locked in your head?
No, hammer lock in my head.
Oh, get it? Hammer lock. Ho ho. So what's up? How's everybody doing tonight?
Are you talking to us?
No, the cats aren't here. I'm talking to you and you.
We're good.
That's gross that you're chewing in the microphone. Have some professional courtesy.
But peanuts are so delicious.
They are delicious.
Peanuts.
So, you know, normally Dave and I would be doing this spot, but we figured we're going to prep for next week's big finale for the year. We have a big Christmas show coming up.
Yay, Christmas.
You like Christmas?
Yay.
I like Christmas. So Christmas is eight days away? Seven?
Christmas time is here.
1 week away.
1 week away. 1 week away.
Yes.
So every year, Mike comes on and he helps us give Christmas presents to past and present WWE and other wrestling superstars. We're not ready for the list quite yet, but he's turning to it as we speak. You know how the show goes. We do a little current, and then we do a way back. Don't worry about that page. I'll get to that page in a second. A little current news, huh? How about Roman Reigns as the world champion?
I love it.
Did you watch TLC, the rest of it? I know you had to go to bed the other night. You watched the rest of it?
Yes.
Where'd you watch the rest of it?
I watched it not yesterday, but 2 days ago.
So Roman Reigns, huh?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
It's good.
It's good?
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to make a fine champion?
Nah, he's going to lose it at Royal Rumble.
Oh, Christ. Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, you think so?
No.
No? Yes? No? You're very confusing. What are you, the Zodiac? Yes? No? Yes?
He's not losing it at Royal Rumble, but he's losing it at WrestleMania.
He's losing it at WrestleMania?
Yes.
To who?
Whoever wins the Royal Rumble.
Oh, you're marking it down already, huh? So you don't think he's going to be a good champion from now until WrestleMania?
He's going to be a good champion.
You think so?
Yeah.
Do you like Roman Reigns?
Yeah.
Do you think he's a solid worker?
I have no idea what that means.
You know what that means. Is he good in the ring?
Yeah. I think he's a solid hottie. He could be good in my ring.
Oh.
Heyo.
Heyo.
This is my house now.
Oh, my house now. I don't mind Roman Reigns as champion.
Hashtag this is my house now.
Hashtag this is... What are you, hashtagging things on my show? Trying to take over my show? And he's doing the hashtags with his fingers. Where did you find this kid?
Some gypsy left him on my doorstep in a little blanket.
Oh.
With a note. I said, please, keep my baby.
Because he loves to do hashtags with his finger.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to hashtag go to bed. Can we hashtag that?
Yeah.
It's almost time.
Go to bed. Go to bed.
Well, it's been a long day. We saw Star Wars today.
That was glorious.
And you're doing Darth Vader invitations on my show, too?
No.
Man. All right. Dave and I do a little bit of this before we get into the show. What did you think about Star Wars? We'll start with Mommy first, on Silent Majority.
Overall, it gets a solid B+ on the scale. Michael is looking at me and mouthing, "What is wrong with you?"
I know.
As I say that,
AA+.
AA+. See, hear that, boss?
There were some things in the script that I just couldn't jive with, particularly with Han and Leia's relationship. Not going to spoil it. We all know that, you know, they're in this movie. I just didn't like the way that their relationship played out. That's all I'm going to say.
What'd you think, kid?
Like I said, AA+.
Yeah, it was a fine movie. I thought it was fantastic.
You saw it twice.
I saw it twice, dude.
You saw it last night at 12 o'clock, and you just saw it...
with you guys this morning.
Yes.
Yeah, because I had to. You have to understand something, man. The last time I saw... I mean,
Star Wars was the prequels, 20 years ago.
No, more than that. Well, I saw the prequels in the theater, but this was the first.
That was like 13 years ago.
Right, but the but I'm talking about anything that's after Jedi. I was your age when I saw Return of the Jedi.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Wait, Return of the Jedi.
Is episode Jedi. 6.
Episode 6, and how many years ago?
1983. Yeah. If I get any old, I'm going to breathe like that through a tube.
I have you now.
I have you now. You bring Captain Solo and the Wookiee to me. What if he doesn't survive? The Empire will compensate you. Ah, you like my James Earl Jones, right?
That was good.
Sweat that. Anyway, I thought it was good.
Yeah.
It answered some questions for me.
Like what?
Like, well, I don't want to spoil it for people who are listening because a lot of people didn't see it yet. But it did answer a lot of questions. If you guys want to talk about Star Wars in depth tomorrow night on The Rant at 8 p.m. live will be the Star Wars Christmas special.
Yes.
Yes, I will be tuning into that.
And I will not be here.
No, you will not be here. You will be gallivanting in the on the south shore of Staten Island.
With your Faja.
How are you? Tomorrow night after that, you're going to have, of course, as always, the Wrestling Call-In Show with Mr. Will I Am Morgan. And then Friday at 5 p.m. live, the What Are You Reading comic book show with Jordan Cobb and the Silver Surfer himself. And then don't forget, can I do my plugs, please, the people are listening? And then, of course, next Wednesday night, December 23rd, 9 p.m., is myself, the Mega Powers, and the Shining Wizards will be in studio at the Decadome
dun, 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 dun.
For the Malcolm Xmas Christmas Special Spectacular.
Shining Wizard!
That's right. Shining Wizard. You're a Shining Wizards fan. Well, you can't listen to all their shows because they say some bad words. But you like those guys, right?
Shining Wizard!
Who's your favorite wizard? Is it Matt?
Is it Tony?
Is it Tony?
Is it Eddie?
Eddie or Kevin?
I want to say Eddie because he's the worst referee ever, but he's still good.
He's still good? You don't like Tony? I like Tony. I don't know if Tony's my favorite.
Playing favorites. You can't do that.
I'm joking. No, we don't have any favorites. We love all those guys.
You know you got a man crush on Tony. You don't got to broadcast it.
That's my kindred spirit. No, I love all those guys. Because me and Tony are going to grow old together. That's why. Don't bang the table, please. It's not nice. But anyway.
Moving on.
Star Wars was good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Solid B plus.
Solid.
Oh.
Son of a B. Okay.
Son of a B plus. Yeah, absolutely.
Don't you have somewhere to go?
I was invited into this room.
Some network, home shopping network stuff to do.
I've done all of my Christmas shopping on 5 easy payments, I'll have you know.
I got one of your presents on 5 easy payments. Six easy payments.
Oh, God, 6 easy payments. It must have been a pricey item.
Oh, yeah, you'll never know until Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah, buddy. I did good this year, I think. No point at the gifts, you idiot. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, the gifts are sitting in cardboard boxes. Oh, 3.5 feet away from me.
That's right. Because I didn't wrap them yet. It's not time. I can't wrap. You know I can't wrap Christmas presents. I'm terrible at Christmas presents.
I hate Christmas presents.
You hate Christmas presents?
Good thing you didn't get anything.
Good thing you didn't get nothing this year from us anyway.
No.
Yep.
No, we took him to a football game. That was a Christmas gift.
Yeah, Mr. I'm bored. We took him to his first football game last week. His favorite football team comes into town. It was
and
like
they
it was
lose.
Like well, they're not very good, sir. Where are you going?
I want to get peanuts.
No, don't get peanuts. Sit down. You're hosting the show. Now you want to stop and get peanuts? We're going to take a break in a few minutes. Take a break that you can have peanuts.
It's like I'm also 8 years old, so.
Right, relax.
You said I can't host it.
Well, you just took over my show. You might as well host it now.
Yay.
But you can't have peanuts yet. Because you have to wait until we take a break.
When are we going to get the list?
We're going to do the list in a minute. We have a format here. Just because you come on a show, that doesn't mean I can flip the script and do everything else on your command, Prince. It's a fresh shirt you got there. Anyway, so before we get into the list, I want to ask you, host of the future, what has been your favorite, because we're almost done with the year, man. We only have a couple of days left in 2015. What was your favorite moments of this year, like wrestling-wise?
Wrestling wise.
Like, what were your some of your favorite matches this year?
Favorite matches this year.
You don't have to repeat everything I'm saying. Not necessary.
He just gave him the stink eye.
I'm going to give him a stink face if he doesn't answer my questions.
Well, I'll answer the question while Michael thinks about it.
You can, yeah, please.
It's not so much my favorite match, but in general, I like that the network exists and that we can watch all the pay-per-views. I like that the crew comes to us and we get together and get to watch the pay-per-view. I fall asleep, take a little nap. Wow, who invited this kid? He's going to get a boot, man.
Yeah, I think so. It's about that time.
Yeah, it was nice having you, but you got to go.
Yeah, keep it moving. Where are you going?
We were just kidding.
Finish your story.
I'm just saying that I like that we all get together. I fall asleep. I take a nap.
Yeah.
We get to watch.
Rob brings cannolis.
Oh, yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, and then, you know, the next day we get to critique what's happened.
Yeah, tonight's pay-per-view, but I was too tired to even do a pre-show for Ring of Honor and all that, so. And I was supposed to do it with Rick from Talk Brunch, but no, because you're going to drink it all and have a sip left.
Come on, give me some.
Come on. Who said drink, eat a handful of peanuts on my show?
Now I'm a little parched. Share your beverage with me. God,
Jesus.
Oh,
don't get married, dude.
Don't do it, because then your husband won't share his beverage with you.
You mean wife.
Yeah, she won't do it either.
Yeah.
No, I won't share my beverage with my wife.
Wow. I'm trying to raise you better than that. Oh.
That's right. That's it.
But it tastes so much better when I drink Phil's cola than when I get my own glass. Because he offers me, he's like, I'll pour you your own. I don't want my own. I want yours.
Drink from the mule. It's better.
What does that even mean, you animal?
I can't say, because there's kids in the room.
You're disgusting.
Yeah, I'm a pig. Pig, 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 pig! Pig, pig, pig!
Oink.
So, that was my favorite wrestling moment of 2015. Miguel, what's yours?
Okay, I just thought of it, and I am gonna say... Favorite match of 2015 was... WrestleMania, Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns, and Seth Rollins cashes in.
That was your favorite moment of the whole year, yeah?
Yeah.
Say Roman Reigns.
Roman. This is my house.
No, just go Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns. This is my house now.
My house now.
Sorry, Paige.
So now that's your favorite moment of the year, huh? Okay. All right. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. Good for you. Anyway, get into some news, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll come back and do our list. All right, let's see. NXT events all sell out. That's fun. They're selling out all over the place. Milwaukee, Chicago, Pittsburgh, and Detroit, because they're going to be starting a tour soon. That should be fun, right? NXT came to Brooklyn this summer. That was fun. Did you just remember that? That was a fun night when NXT came to Brooklyn. Remember that?
Yeah.
Bayley and Sasha Banks had that amazing match. That was one of my favorite moments of the year. How about that?
That was good.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see here. Paul Heyman confirmed on Twitter that he will be at the Los Angeles Forum tomorrow night as Brock Lesnar returns to face the WWE United States Champion, Alberto
Del Rio.
That's right. Very good. Very good. Tomorrow night at the Forum at a house show, they're going to be starting a program, which I think is cool. Let's see. WWE stars talk Christmas gifts. How about that? Nah, it's a video. I don't want to play that. The hell with it. Titus O'Neil helping homeless people. That's nice. Very cool. Let's see. What else is going on? I'm just trying to find some news. Any news you want to talk about, Mike? You have anything that you want to talk about wrestling-wise? It's something on your mind? Did you watch the NXT TakeOver thing the other day from London?
No.
No, you didn't watch that yet? No. You should watch that this weekend. It was pretty good. I enjoyed it. Okay. Enzo and Kaz fought the tag champs. That was fun. Samoa Joe and Finn Balor had a great match. Bailey fought that that big girl. What's that big girl's name?
Nia Jax. For the title?
I don't know if it was title because I was at work and I had to watch it on mute. So, Tony C checking in. Roman Pains, he says. Roman Pains.
Everything hurts.
Everything hurts, that's right. Oh, you sound like you know who, Mike. Steve. Do your Black Scorpion for everybody.
Sting.
That's right. That's right.
Sting!
Remember Rage when we had Mega Slam?
I am the king of bacon.
Remember Rage said that? He called in, he said,
I am the king of bacon.
You remember that?
The king of what?
The king of...
I am the king of bacon.
The king of bacon, he said.
Hey, Jake, I am the king of bacon.
He is the king of bacon. That's Rage, right? That's our buddy Rage.
I am the king of bacon.
That's right.
I am the king of bacon.
All right, you don't have to sing it, buddy. Anyway, back to news. More news. More news that you can use. No one cares about that. No one cares about that. Jeff Hardy's going to be out until late next year.
How come?
He's having knee surgery.
Oh, my God. What kind of surgery?
Don't know.
Wait, so he's not going to be at the Royal Rumble?
Yeah, but his deal expires in like 10 to 12 weeks anyway, so.
What?
His TNA deal. So you know what that means. We're going to have a Hardy Boys reunion. He's throwing the fingers up. You like the Hardy Boys? You like all those gimmick matches, though. You like all the ladder matches and stuff.
Yeah, because he's...
They created the KOC.
What does that mean? Does that mean you want to see him back in the ring?
Yeah.
In WWE?
Yeah.
Why?
Because now we have Rhino.
Oh, Christ.
And we have the Dudley Boys.
Oh, boy.
But we will never see Edge and Christian.
Well, no, because Edge is hurt, right? He can't perform anymore.
No. Why?
He's got a neck injury. That filthy Mexican, Del Rio, put him out. No, he didn't put him out. You know how I feel about Del Rio?
He stinks, and I don't like him.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. This is fun, huh?
No.
No, why not? Why is it not fun?
Because, Phil, I am your son.
No, no, no. That's not... All right, we're done with the Star Wars, dude.
Okay.
We're done with the Star Wars. Anyway. Oh, you guys are lively tonight, huh?
We came on to do a Christmas countdown. We didn't know there'd be any of this friendly banter. We're not used to this. We're not professionals like you.
This is true.
Okay, you got an 8-year-old with the attention span of a fruit fly.
Hey, she called you a fruit fly. How you feel about that, Nucka?
All right,
a fruit fly.
You mentioned home shopping, so now I'm on the HSN app trying to figure out what I've missed out on. What did you expect was going to happen in here?
Oh, my sweet Lord, help me.
Oh, Christ, help me, oh, God.
Oh, baby Jesus.
God in heaven, help me.
Oh, God. Oh, help me.
Help me.
So what else is on your mind, man? It's your show.
He's pointing to the Christmas list. Let's talk about the dinner Phil made tonight. He made some grilled cheese sandwiches.
No, dinner.
Oh, yeah, I did do me. I fucked up, though. Sorry. I messed up. I didn't have, sorry.
Too late.
Yeah, I messed up. I didn't,
Here comes the money.
I spilled some of the cheese onto the frying pan and then incorporate it into the bread.
Yeah, but it created a nice cheesy crust.
Cheesy crust?
Yeah, it was Mexican flavored. It was good.
Those Mexicanos.
It was the real flavor. It was delicious.
Ay, 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 ay.
Yeah, Phil is the king of grilled cheese sandwiches.
I am the king of grilled cheese.
He makes a good grilled cheese. My only complaint, though, I tell him all the time and he doesn't listen. I like my grilled cheese cut in triangles. Phil cuts his grilled cheese in squares. And it just, I mean, it just, to me, it tastes better in a triangle.
What does a cut have to do with the taste?
It just does. I don't know why, but when you put that little corner in your little mouth, it just tastes good.
Oh, all right, I'm a jock ass.
Are you trying to tell me my money's not good enough for you? I find that a little hard to swallow, you jock ass!
Yeah. Tony C, did Kurosawa deliver your presents yet? No, he didn't. At the New Day Laundromat? What? Next time you talk to Tony C, ask him to tell you about his Asian cousin, Tony Lee. And his, anyway, let's not get into it right now. That guy's awful. Anyway.
Anyway, were there any good deals on WWE.com for Christmas?
On the shop.com? I don't know. There was something the other day with the shipping, but that's about it. Yeah, 30 to 40. Oh, 40% off prices. Yeah,
40% off sale prices? Oh, my Christmas trees. What do we got? An Ultimate Warrior t-shirt?
We got a shitty Usos t-shirt.
Oh, we got a belt? The Million Dollar Championship. It's only $419.99.
If you look at Bailey, hug it out. That's terrible.
Oh, look, they got a unicorn light up headband. These aren't sale items.
Hold on a minute. It's 40% off.
No, that's the what's new.
Oh, 40% off on all sale prices. Let's see.
Yeah, this is what we want. Oh, WrestleMania 32 ornament.
$5. You want a Brie Bella scarf, Mike,
oh,
for Christmas?
Oh, God, that looks great.
Why not?
Because I don't like givers.
Finn Balor scarf. John Cena scarf.
John Cena, look.
Paige. This is my house scarf.
I'd rock
my house now.
This is my scarf now.
You can rock that all winter long if it ever gets here.
Say no thanks, Mommy.
This is my house now. I want that Finn Balor scarf.
I want that go to hell to a Brock Lesnar shirt.
Oh, that's pretty good looking.
We like Brock Lesnar. Oh, Ultimate Warrior ugly sweater shirt.
Oh, that's cool. Mike got a Sting ugly Christmas sweater from his elf Jack Lulies.
Yeah.
That was pretty dope looking.
You know what ugly sweater I want for next Christmas?
What's that? Did you see him? He's on some commercials now.
Who, Tiny Lister?
Yeah.
He's out of jail, you know.
Good for him.
Oh, we can get a Rise Above Cancer shirt.
No. What's that? Oh, it's Brie Bella.
Nikki Bella, Brie Bella. Oh, my
God. Why do they still have merchandise? Who buys it? That's why it's always on the sale rack.
Who buys a Kevin Owens throw blanket?
Well, if it's cheap enough, I might.
Ooh, a Sting Santa hat. I'd wear that.
We got some Christmas ornaments last year from the WWE
no,
shop.
No, they were WCW. We got Sting,
yeah,
Goldberg.
Right, I'm saying, where are they?
They're probably in the other box.
Right, but I lost an entire box of Christmas ornaments.
I don't think you lost them.
No,
anymore.
I think they're in the attic.
Yeah.
Yeah, womp womp for real.
Yeah.
Oh, we got some book bags.
Finn Balor gingerbread ornament.
Oh, that's dope looking.
Randy Orton looks like Cornelius from the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, he does.
Damn you, filthy apes. Damn you all to hell.
Oh, my God. Wait, are there 40% off these prices?
Yes.
Prices this low, I'm inclined to buy some as giveaways for the show. Wow.
Oh. We like giveaways.
Yeah, we'll have a contest of some sort.
Yeah, we're going to have a Royal Rumble contest. We always do.
Oh, what's that?
you know, fans pick a number.
Oh, right.
And whoever's number wins the Royal Rumble gets a prize.
What's the typical prize?
Well, last year was an autographed figure.
That's classy.
And then I think the year before, Dave sent them like a care package of like DVDs and stuff.
Oh, man. And this year it's going to be 40% off sale merchandise from WWE
Shop. You're
going to
get a Cornelius Randy Orton Christmas on a
Listen, guys, it's free.
The best nation in the world?
Donation.
Look at here.
Oh, speaking of contests, can I plug my football fundraiser?
You might as well before we go to break. Go ahead.
Okay, so as you all know, I fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and every time around this year, I do football squares. So they, you know, I only do one sheet. It's 100 boxes. It's $10 a box. So just keep that in mind that I'll be posting it on the page. You can PayPal me, Chase Quick Pay, or send a paper check if you roll that way.
Tony C says we should get Mikey a unicorn horn. Negative.
He'd rock that.
He'd rock that outside. Not my
house. No, he would.
Not my house.
My house now. My house no.
Yeah, we'll plug that stuff on the Facebook page too as well.
Great.
And I'll try to put it on TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com if I learn how to do it.
Yeah, cash prizes.
Cash prizes. Cash money's good, man.
Absolutely. All Will right. Kitcher won it last year, big $400.
That's right.
Prizes for first quarter, half, third, and final.
All right, well, listen.
Keep moving.
Let's keep it moving. We're going to take a quick break, come back, we'll do our list, and be an abbreviated show, but we have some good stuff coming up.
Yay.
You can go downstairs and get me another one of these in the dining room and come back and get some peanuts.
Okay, yay, peanuts.
Yay. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the... What are we? What's the name of the show?
Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
That's right, and we are live on...
Rant EM Radio, that's and right. I am your host.
Whoa, stop. With that nonsense. We'll be back. Tell them, Lord Alfred Hayes.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown, a weekly uncensored and anti-PC look at entertainment, pop culture, professional wrestling, and current events. We also do a weekly top 10 list and fan casting. You can find our show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or the Satchel app for Android, or you can download direct from Libsyn. So come on out of your safe space and join us in the real world, won't you?
Hey, it's Mike from the Midnight Jury. Join myself and my co-hosts, Adam, Cal, and Sydney, as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com, along with the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's The Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
The following announcement has been paid for by the Ike World Order.
Forget about that. You just brought up
Gary Hart will whip his ass.
Tony C just brought up Ike Turner. How awesome was Lawrence Fishburne in that movie?
Oh,
yeah.
Excellent.
I'm sorry to get off topic, but he was amazing.
Play that role. Nah. I got San Antonio. Nah. I can have you. Nah.
Ike said he only hit her once.
He beat her with a shoe!
Nah, I only hit her one time.
He said he only smacked her once.
He smacked her once, but he hit her with everything else.
I hit her with everything but the kitchen sink, but I'm saying.
Did you see that? You see that look in his eye?
Natty is more of a man than Rage.
Ooh, wait a minute now.
Oh, yes, works.
Wait a second. This is the co-host of the Wrestling Colon Show, you call it, sir.
That was all right. So disrespectful.
Alright.
Nah, Steve, I can't have you.
That's
you,
why
you
your girl's,
saw,
about,
like, you
that's
about,
why your
star,
girl's about to get eliminated from the Amazing Race.
You see that? I've never questioned your manhood, Rage.
Bullshit, you didn't, ice. Surfer.
Tony.
You never ever question your manhood.
Trying to help out.
No, you did it. Yo, you always do it.
How?
The preceding announcement has been paid for by the Ike World Order. The Wrestling Call-In Show. Every Saturday evening on RantEMRadio.com.
Hey, when you're done listening to this podcast, go head on over to SoundCloud.com/ShellShockNetwork. Listen to shows such as DJ Sportscast, Nerd Otaku, ShellPod Extra, ShellPod Theater, and the mothership, ShellPod. We're a wrestling podcast, sports podcast, pop culture podcast. Whatever you want out of podcasts, head on over to SoundCloud.com/ShellShock-Network. SoundCloud.com/ShellPod-Network. Once again, that is SoundCloud.com/ShellPod-Network.
Hey, this is Innovative Selfie, Sonny Ono, on Turnbuckle Throwbacks, and it's the best information on professional wrestling.
Welcome back to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. We're live on Rant EM Radio. Little Brock Lesnar. You like Brock? You like Brock Lesnar? I know you do. Stuffs his face with peanuts. All right. Brock should be coming back soon after the... He should be, could come back on Raw, I guess, after this weekend, right?
Yeah.
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 All right. Well, normally I was going to record this little interaction that we're about to do. And pre-record it and play it for you guys, but I figured, you know what, Dave and I didn't have a show planned tonight, so I figured, and if the family was home, I was like, let's do a little special thing, we'll do it live, and you get peanuts all over my table, dude. That's why you don't come in here all the time.
Two peanuts.
Yeah, you're going to clean that up? With your tongue, you're going to clean that up. Yeah. So, anyway. So, I started this, 2 years ago.
Clean.
Thank you, sir. And I asked Michael to help me help the show pick out presents for past wrestlers. Don't have any WWE because we got some old school guys. TNA. And we've given other wrestlers from other promotions gifts, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you wanna kick that list off over there? Or, you want some festive Christmas music to go along with this, Mike?
Yeah, liven it up.
All right, hold on a second because I hate YouTube. See here. I hate YouTube.
No Karen Carpenter, though. She puts me in a fucking depressive mood.
Yeah, we don't play Karen Carpenter on the show.
I'm just saying. They love her on the Light FM. It's all you hear is the Carpenters.
All right.
Are we singing?
We're not singing, no.
I'm sorry, I'm overcome with the holiday mood.
Hey, Seuss.
This is why you don't let me in this room.
Pretty much. All right. Michael, you have the list in front of you. Let's go. This is our Santa's Little Helper segment.
Okay.
Right? All right. Wrestler number one. Mike, who is it?
Kamala.
The Mighty Kamala. Or, when you got a lot of money, Dawn Marie, look at here. That's how I really talk when I'm not going, What are we giving Kamala for Christmas?
I'm giving him new feet, and what are you giving him, Mommy?
Diabetes testing supplies.
That's right.
Okay, next.
Phil,
you want Tyler Breeze?
What I want to give Tyler Breeze?
You want Tyler Breeze to get a win.
Oh, because he hasn't had a win since he's been...
Since he's been in WWE.
Since he's been on the main roster.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So now...
Mommy, what do you want Summer Rae to have?
Summer Rae gets a nose job.
Yeah, Summer Rae is not nice on the eyes.
Yeah, she needs some rhinoplasty.
Right? I'm not a big fan of Summer Rae at all.
Hashtag Summer Rae's ugly.
Hashtag Summer Rae is ugly.
Right, but then we're like haters. I should probably not say that about another
hater,
woman.
Hater.
She's anyway, not attractive.
Anyway, what's the next guy on the list there, Mike?
Xavier Woods.
Oh, he's getting some presents this year.
I say he needs a new trombone.
Yeah, because he broke it the other night, right, on TLC?
Yeah.
What a dick. Throwing his weight
trombone
around like that. Yeah. That's crazy.
Do.
And I'm going to get him a lifetime supply of Soul Glow.
Let your soul glow. Yeah, because he's got to sometimes put the relaxer in that fro.
And Phil?
What am I giving him? Oh, no. What's the next guy?
Next guy is... It's not a guy. It's TNA and Ring of Honor.
What are we giving them? TV deals that everyone can see. Because I'm sick of these. I'm on the Comet channel. I don't get Comet.
What's the Comet
channel? I don't know. I don't get it. I can't watch it now.
Oh, boo.
Yeah, what else? Oh, yeah.
Everyone that's listening, please ask Santa to stop Total Divas.
Thank you.
It sucks.
It's... Yes, it does.
It started out good.
Total
like,
Divas sucks.
For a minute.
Sucks, no
hold on.
What.
Hold on. Mommy and I watched like two episodes, right?
And we're like, oh, we can get
and
down with
it
this.
Sucks.
Then it sucks.
And shit the bed.
Then it shit the bed. Let's keep playing the sleigh ride music.
You know I'm going to sing it again, though, right?
No, please don't.
Go ahead, Mike. There you go.
I hear my pecker tingling, balls all jingling, too.
Ooh, Weehaw!
I'm sorry. Wrong song. What's the next one, Mike? We have a few more.
Next is Stardust and the Ascension.
Yeah, this is on you, man. Now, you... What do you want to do to Stardust and the Ascension?
I need them to have a new gimmick named Star Surprise.
What in the blue hell is Star Surprise?
You'll have to find out. It's right there in the title.
It's when Stardust and the Ascension
I can't take it.
Come out in the crowd and scare people.
They scare people now! What's wrong with you?
But they sneak up on people.
They sneak up on people now!
And go, surprise!
No. Oh, God, that's awful.
Okay.
All
next right. Person is Bailey. This is JoJo on me.
What's Bailey? What does Bailey need?
My hugs!
My hugs! From special children? Give me hugs! I need a hug now! Cheese makes me poop! Alright, what's the next one?
This is on you, Phil?
Oh, yes. Who is it?
Eddie!
What is his name? What's
Shining
his?
Edward Jackson.
What are we going to give Shining Edward Jackson? Mr. Shining Edward Jackson. Of the Jackson 5. The Jackson Family 5, I should say. What are we giving Eddie for Christmas?
A new hat.
A new hat, because your hat sucks right now, Eddie. Get a new hat.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And what is Eddie, Mike?
Worst manager ever.
Is he really?
Yeah.
No, he's the worst ref ever.
Yeah.
He's a bad manager?
Yeah.
He's got Fala. He's got the bodies. He's got Craven.
What's Craven?
You remember he was with Reality Check? Remember that guy?
Then he turned.
Right, he flipped the script, as they say in the hood. So now, Eddie gets the gas face, and then he gets the new hat.
Dip, 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 loop. Dip, 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 loop.
Okay.
All right. What else is in it?
Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns.
Or Roman Pains.
Roman Pains, as Tony C would say. What does he get? What does it say?
It's on you.
What does it say?
It's on you.
What does it say? Just read it.
Mike skills.
Mike skills. We got to give Roman Reigns some Mike skills, man.
I have no idea what that means.
That means he has to cut better promos.
Ah, better promos.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, come on, man. I don't know.
You're a monster.
Yeah, Mr. Grinch. Mr. Grinch. And I think there's one more on there.
Yes. Adam Cole.
Adam Cole, baby! Adam Cole from the Kingdom, Ring of Honor. What do we want to give Adam Cole for Christmas?
An NXT contract.
Yes, I think Adam Cole should be in the WWE. I think he's ready. I think he's done with TNA. Ring of Honor. I think he's... Everything he's done, I think he's ready to go. We already did that already. You have any other things that you didn't write down that you want to give people?
No?
Are you sure? Well, I'd give Vince McMahon some vacation time because he has no clue what's going on with WWE. He's 70 years old, and he should, you know, let his kids run the show, right? To have some better stuff on TV, right? I would do that.
But he hasn't been here. The last time
he showed up on Raw finally, and it was good, you know. But I mean. I think they need to, you know,
redo
something.
But then he got Superman punched.
That was good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah.
You got peanuts on my goddamn table again. Hostage. I'm going to ISIS this place in a few minutes. Keep messing my table up. Damn it. I tell you, I would love to give some coal to some of these indie wrestling federations for some shady shit they've been doing lately. But I'll get into that on another podcast. But
would any wrestlers get coal?
Get coal?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't think there's any bad wrestlers right now, right? Like, they do not... I mean, have you seen some bad performances in the ring? I haven't seen any bad performances, really. Have you?
No.
No?
But I wanted to see what would go on in the Bo Dallas versus R-Truth match on Raw.
You can give them coal because they're old. Well, R-Truth is 106 years old, so. And Bo
Dallas. No, he's not.
No. I don't know. I'm a giving person at Christmas time. I really don't want to give anything bad. I'm going to give bad presents to anybody. Maybe I'll give you coal for Christmas. How about that?
You said you're a giving person. Oh, you're giving.
Well,
me coal.
You're gonna act a fool.
No.
You got 8 more days.
No,
to do
7.
Oh yeah, you're right. 7. You got 7 more days to do something stupid, not to get Christmas presents. So hope that all works out for you.
Yeah.
So that's all.
Taking over your show.
Yeah, taking over my show is not something I wanted you to do. That's definitely a demerit. Definitely a demerit.
But now you call me the host.
However, it has been a wonderful, wonderful year.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
You want to sing now? We don't sing on the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We don't.
I sing on the throwback.
You... Stop singing.
He shot my guy! What a
dick!
That's what we do here. Cut the garbage.
Y'all suck.
What was that? That's right. That's what I thought. I'm cutting you off, buddy. You're done. thanks for playing. I'll send you a copy of the home version in the mail. Oh, you can't hear me, can you?
I can.
I know you can because the headphones are still plugged in, Jack. Silly goose. All right, now we're just being silly. We'll start wrapping this up.
Okay.
We'll start wrapping this up. We're only doing an abbreviated show this week. We are saying bye-bye soon. You want to thank, you want to give any shout-outs to your people? You want to give any shout-outs to your friends, your family? You want to give any? You want to say hello to anybody out there in TV land? You want to say hi to Mega Powers? Because he'll be listening when he downloads this.
Where is Mega Powers?
He's probably on a date with some Asian chick. That's what Mega Powers does. He's a pimp. You want to give any shout-outs to anybody?
Mega Powers.
Mega Powers? That's our boy, right?
Yeah.
He's having a birthday soon. We gave some birthday cake right after New Year's. Are you excited?
He got an early, early birthday present.
When was that?
He was
Mega Slam winner?
Mega Slam champion.
Yeah, you presented him with the title. That was fun, huh? That was a fun wrestling event this year, right?
Oh, I forgot that Mega Slam happened this year.
Rage was a you know... Oh, yeah. You want?
Wait. The kid is cueing Phil for the sound clip.
I am the king of bacon.
We like Rage, right? We like Marcus, right? Marquise?
Thank you for that.
We like Marquise. He's a boy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait for Mega Slam 2016.
I don't even know if there's going to be a Mega. I think they retired.
Who retired?
Rage and Mega Powers.
Are they the only two people that could duke it out in our dining room?
I think Will might step in this year.
Well, he better start practicing.
You gonna challenge Will to Mega Slam?
Yes.
You know Will can eat a lot of food though.
Yeah.
Uncle Will is.
Yeah.
You ever see the size of Uncle Will's head?
Have you ever seen this kid eat? My God, I don't know where he puts it.
I am the king of bacon.
He's so lanky and thin, but he eats like the dickens.
You know what?
You're fired!
Then we got into a fight in the diner today because my kid wanted seafood scallopini to eat for lunch.
He stinks and I don't like him.
Are you playing every sound?
No, I'm not playing every sound. What? Uh-oh. Look who's calling in.
Oh, God.
Ladies and gentlemen, calling in. Is that who I think it is?
Well, hello, Raya Clan.
Oh! What's up, Rage?
Phil, Mrs. Raya. What's up, Mikey?
I am the king of bacon.
That's right. He's the king.
I am the king of bacon.
The king is on the phone, boys and girls. What's up, brother?
Gosh, I'm good. I'm glad this is finally happening. This has been a long time coming.
We do it once a year. Normally, I pre-record it, and it's normally more briefer than this, but I figured because they were all home, I figured I'd knock it out, you know?
So how was Star Wars? I'm debating on whether I should.
No, dude, I saw it twice already, man. You have to go see it. Like, legit have to go see it.
My mom says it's a B+.
Yeah, don't listen to her,
yeah,
dude. Don't
she's
listen.
An idiot.
Wow.
Okay, she's not an idiot, but she's an idiot on rating movies.
That's just true.
Okay, I need a non-biased opinion. Miss Raya, how'd you like the movie?
No, it was really good.
She
my only issue was, and this is with every movie, they don't really go into character development, I feel like. We're just kind of thrown into this relationship and... You know, I'm a softie. I want to see more. I feel like, you know, tell me a little bit more about Han and Leia. I want to see, like, the couples therapy version
of
episode 7.
Rage, you and I talked about this with the comic book movies with Surfer. Like, you can't really do all that in a 2.5-hour movie. You can't.
Yeah.
You can't.
I get it. I mean.
You really can't. You know.
I mean, I'm really like debating with myself whether I really want to go see this. Like, I don't. I mean,
you have to go see it. It's obligatory. There's not even a question. Should I or shouldn't I?
Yeah, if you're a fan,
you absolutely should.
Yeah, if you're a fan of the franchise, dude, you definitely need to go see it.
This is not something you Netflix and chill to. Yeah. You go to the movies several times and you watch this movie.
Dude, I saw it twice already. Hey.
Paid twice? Jeez.
What's that? Yeah, I saw it twice. I went last night with Lou and his crew. And then I took the kids this morning. Took the family this morning to
the kids?
Well, yeah, I took my kids, you and her. You both my children.
My chitlins.
Yo, when you come by the house, man, Santa Claus came by and dropped off a present for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't spoil the surprise.
It's not a surprise. I'm not telling him what it is. Santa came. I didn't know
Let me ask you something.
Yo.
I've been thinking on what to get you.
Don't get me anything, man. I said Santa came. I didn't get you shit.
Oh, gosh.
Don't get me nothing.
Don't worry if you didn't get me anything. I'm just going
to... Don't get me nothing, man. I'm just telling you that Santa came for you. So get your big black ass over here eventually and get your Christmas present.
Wow.
I'll be bothered.
All right.
You have a Brooklyn Cyclones jersey?
A Brooklyn Cyclones jersey? No, those things are very pricey, sir. They're pretty pricey. I wait till they go on clearance because I'm a smart shopper now. My wife taught me how to shop. Will you stop with that?
If you don't have a coupon, don't buy it.
That's right. But anyway.
You know you can get one here for $50, right?
Get one where?
Here, in Newark.
In Newark?
Yeah.
What are they doing selling Cyclones gear?
Are they bootlegging shit on your block over there?
Oh, no.
No?
It's in a store where they sell like a whole bunch of like jerseys and hats and sports jackets. And I saw that they were selling... That they had the Cyclones jerseys. They don't have like the number and the name on the back, but they have like the front logo on it.
That's pretty fresh.
Selling them on sale for $50.
That's pretty fresh. Yeah, you should get one of those. You would look good in a Brooklyn Cyclones jersey. You rock the gear. You like Coney Island? That's all you right there. You know, is it the pinstripe one or is the regular white the?
Regular white.
That's cool. They have a couple of versions. They, you know, those guys. I mean, they're a classy organization. Even though the Mets are on them, you know, they're a classy organization.
We like
so.
The Mets.
We love the Mets.
You and your Mets. You know, I'm not a Mets fan.
We know. When the next time you come to Staten Island in the summertime, we'll take you to see Staten Island Yankees.
I'd like to go to a baseball game. I've always wanted to go to a baseball game.
Wait, hold on. Have you never been to a baseball game?
I've never been to a baseball game.
Are you serious, dude?
What?
Wait a minute.
I've never even been to a New York Rangers game.
But
I've been to a Devils
game.
Hold
on a second.
I don't even like the Devils.
But you live in Newark, dude. The Newark Bears play there. That's a great baseball club.
No, I have. Wait. Hold on a second.
He's telling tales. Have we or have we not been to a baseball game?
Wait a second. Answer the question.
Hold on, he's got to shake his magic eight ball.
No, I haven't even been to a Newark Bears game.
Dude.
Not that I can remember.
Oh, dude, even I've been to a Newark Bears game, and I live to tell about it.
He didn't get stabbed in the parking lot.
You make Newark sound like you can get shanked at any corner you walk
No,
on.
Just your corner. Yeah.
See, I was going to say just your mother's corner, but you beat me to it.
That's not nice.
Oh, that's not nice.
That's not nice.
Newark is not as bad. I get more scared walking on the streets of New York at night and worry about me getting sick. Oh, my God.
You should.
Yeah. Did I tell you the last time I went? Some guy was waiting outside of the garden for like a bunch of friends, right, just to hang out. This one guy came up to me. He shook my hand and he said, "What's up?" And then he fist bumped me, and then he just stared at me. He stared at me for like the whole time that I was just that I was near Madison Square Garden. I felt like I was gonna get shanked.
Maybe he had jungle fever. Maybe he after he fist bumped you, he felt like this
man love.
Yeah, maybe this urge of this rage of passion. Maybe he had like this a fit of like ooh, like maybe he had lust in his eyes, dude. Maybe he was sweet on you.
I'm sexy, not that sexy.
Well, you're big, thick, and delicious. Maybe he wanted to, you know, take care of that business without me.
There's children in the room.
Yeah, anyway.
Chitlin,
stop eating my peanuts over there, you savage.
Oh, God.
Oh. Anyway, what are you up to, man? You on your way home from work?
Oh, I've been home, in about, around about 3 hours. I got to go to work. I work 4:30 a.m., so.
All right, well, rest up, man. Go rest up, and we'll be seeing you soon.
Yeah, I'll catch y'all over there.
All right, man. We'll maybe I'll jump on tomorrow night with that Star Wars thing. But definitely go see Star Wars, man. Go see Star Wars. You won't regret it.
All right, man. Cool. All right, you guys take care.
Have a good night, brother.
Deuces.
All right. All right. Check you soon.
Later.
Never been to a baseball game. Where do you find these kids?
Rage from Freaks and Effing Geeks checking in. You can catch Rage every Tuesday night after the rant with our boy Lee Champion. We're big fans of Rage and Lee. Rage is a good kid. I don't care what everybody else says.
Yeah, we like him.
We like him a lot. All right. I think that's it, man. This kid's stuffing his face with peanuts. Stop eating all my peanuts, damn it.
He's practicing for...
For what?
Mega Slam 2016. He's got to eat Uncle Will under the table.
You going to call Uncle Will out? Say, I'm calling you out, Uncle Will.
Uncle Will. I'm calling you out.
Uh-oh.
And for this, you're a fat show.
Oh, don't call him fat. That's not nice. That's not nice.
It is in my house. See my house now.
All right. Let's start wrapping this up, man. Go to turnbuckletrowbacks.com. Get all the episodes back there. We're on Stitcher. We're on iTunes. Leave a review on both of those sites. Please and thank you. You can get get our feed from the Rant, rantemradio.com, Rant and Entertainment Media. Both us and Rant EM on TuneIn, on your app, on your smartphone, on your tablet, on your PlayStation, your Roku, your mom's 8-track. and it's everywhere, man. Go get
all devices.
Yeah, everywhere. Go get it right now. Seriously.
Stop listening right now. Go get it.
No, don't stop listening. Wait till we're done with the show. We have 4 beautiful T-shirts on prowrestlingtees.com/turnbuckle throwback. So go there and get them. A small portion of the proceeds go to the website and the keeping the show free for all of you savages to listen to. What else we have? Oh, you want to email us? turnbuckle throwbacks1@gmail.com. You can tweet us at TBuckleTbacks with Periscope. I haven't used Periscope. I should have used Periscope tonight with this jalopy eating all my peanuts. I would put them on Periscope so the entire world can see you stuff your fat. Stop eating all my peanuts, goddammit.
And if you have any home lending needs, you can find the Unsilent Majority on Citibank.com.
That's right. So we got all your bases covered.
Plug myself, dang it.
Yeah, team and training. Go donate some money. You want to buy a house, get a loan. Go see Sugar Tits over here. She'll take care of you. You want to say anything before we go?
I am the King of Bacon.
Anyway. All right. That's going to be doing it for us, kids. Have a great night. We'll see you next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. Of course, as always, avoid the clap. Don't get arrested. Be kind to animals. Hug your mom. Don't say the N-word. And, you know, unless it's Nancy. And
didn't she name her daughter Dakota?
That's right, she did. Shout out to Nancy, by the way. And Dakota, who's going to be a mom now. So maybe she'll name her kid Dakota.
Wow.
So peace, everybody. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.
I work at Burger King making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding pies are done, ding pies are done, ding pies are done, ding pies are done. I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run. Don't buffer fries and hot fat, it really hurt bad and so do skin grabs. Would you like an apple pie would die. Would you like an apple pie would die? Where is the bell? Wait for the bell. Can't hear the bell. Where is the bell? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I'm Wicked Burger King making favorite whoppers. I would pay perhaps. Would you like an apple pie would die? Would you like an apple pie would die? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. Ding by da dun.